That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. How are you going? Another week of fantasy football has come and gone, and we are here this week with the theme of Women's Round. Fresh in our minds, haven't we, boys? Pooter Higginbotham, how are you today, son?
Very well, thank you, Jock.
And Cratching, great to see you as well. I'm sorry about them, you mighty Tigers again, son.
Ah, welcome, Mr. Jock.
It's an inspiration of the community how you back up after the Tigers' performances sometimes, mate, and we really appreciate it.
Welcome.
Yes, Women's Round means quite a lot to many of us, and there are some wonderful women who make the world of football turn around. Look, my earliest memory down on the peninsula was when young Billy Boyce, King, hit me one day on the half-back flank. And as I came to, just the sight of my mum, King, hitting the kid.
She's strong.
Drilling him into the ground with a knee.
I remember, Mr.
And giving him repeated blows against the boundary line. I just thought, that's one hell of a bloody woman. Look, she's still, I'm telling you, she gets up and she has a raw egg every morning, 50 push-ups to start the day. Mum, I know you're listening, Dales, and thank you very much. You boys, here you go. You've got a special lady in your life, I guess.
Yes, Jock. My mother also, Jock. In fact, she is the only lady in my life.
She's wonderful, yeah.
And most inspiring thing about my mother was her commitment to her work.
Yeah, so what work did your mum do as you were growing up, Peter?
Mother and father decided against cohabitation, and this enabled mother to convert her a bedroom to an aerobic studio.
An aerobic studio?
Yes, and her selfless nature meant that she insisted that she and her clients wore headphones as they exercised. So,
right.
My inspiration came...
A personal trainer type.
In the form of a lullaby. Each night,
yes,
I would fall asleep to the rhythmic groans of a mother's nightly workout.
Oh, well, that'd be comforting.
Yes, her client base and her commitment to nightly exercise inspired me, Jock.
Did you see any, just out of interest, did you see any treadmills or barbells in the room, Peter?
No,
here you go. You're not no son of crumpet.
Yeah, come on,
I have my own song, Mr. Jock.
A song?
Yes.
Oh, I love your bloody songs, Cratchit. You got another one?
Oh, this beautiful, Higo.
That was beautiful, Peter.
Now I play my special song. This song for Mr. Travis Clark. Because many people have him. Many people angry.
I'm sorry, community.
I sing this for you, Travis.
Oh, Clocky boy. The Kalingul Pulse are calling.
Yes, yes.
From Lanagun to the Dialy Creek.
Your form is gone, and all your scores are falling. And you must go and tell your dad to bloody piss off, because he give me that shit.
Okay, Cratching.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Jockey, make me angry.
Yes, I understand, it is very frustrating.
I say, people, last week, you must try the clock.
Well, Cratching, that was bloody marvellous. Fantastic arrangement.
Thank you, Mr. Jock.
Look, I've actually put a little arrangement together myself I'd like to call the Travis Clokey.
Okay, Jock, I'm just teeing it up now.
You put your hard-earned in, I trade a trelaw out. Put me hard-earned in, but you stuff me all about.
Good job.
I tell me mates to pick you and you make me look a fool. You're dead to me and I'm bloody out. You pull your big head in and tell your dad to get out. Put the glove in the bin and your dad's mother's shit.
Good
I'm
job.
Over you, you can't play the bloody game. You're your dad's crap and you're crap. And I've had enough of you. Travis Cloak, out of me bloody team. I've had enough of this rubbish. You know, I advise my bloody beloved community to get around Travis Cloak in this hour of need. And his output on the weekend was bloody woeful. Travis, the best I can do for you, son, is as Crouching Tiger made allusions to. His Kringle Bulls might pick you up. The Rezzies may have a position for Travis Clark.
Agreed.
All right, boys, we better start talking some serious football here. And Friday night we saw Geelong play Essendon, and the Catters were fantastic with their 67-point thumping, weren't they, boys?
Agreed, Jock, and I do want to highlight Stephen Johnson.
136 Supercoach points, but there is some talk, and he did get subbed off in that third quarter with a bad groin. Any word on whether Stevie Johnson will be back for next week?
I do feel he will be back, Jock. The game was won. Stevie J is not playing as a forward. Yeah. He has been given a license.
Oh, he's been prolific. He's been absolutely prolific.
Prolific, Jock. I really feel he would make an excellent point of difference in your forward line.
And look, 528,000, you're not exactly paying monster bucks for Stevie J, are you? He's averaged 109 for the season. Going into Adelaide and Hawthorn, which will be tough games, but you'd think that Stevie J's the sort of player that enjoys the big stage.
Agree, Mr. Jock. I think all of Geelong enjoyed the big stage.
Yeah.
They are not far away now.
No, not at all.
I think they're good chance for finals.
Look, there's been some frustration this year re Tom Hawkins. We did expect Tommy to come on a bit more than he had.
Cambridge Tom.
Absolutely. He's a good, clean-cut lad. Kicked 5 sausage rolls and scored 139 Supercoach points on the weekend, lads.
Every time he does the celebration with the big fist pump, look like he's trying to go to toilet.
Look, Joel Selwood's output was a little low.
It was.
You could get him for 578.
Yeah.
And to pick up on Crouching's point, with Ling and Otten's gone, and Scarlett Wojcinski, Corey Enright and Potsy Adley could be their last year, I feel.
Yeah.
Geelong players such as Corey Enright and Joel Selwood and Mitch Duncan represent excellent picks at this stage of the year.
Well, Mitchie Duncan was best on ground with 31 possessions over the weekend. He cranked out 148 Supercoach points. Awkwardly priced at $400,000, he's not quite an absolute red-hot bargain. Hasn't got the absolute form lines behind him that you want going into a final series. Is he worth the punt? That's the question I'd like to ask you.
At that price, Jock, fraught with danger, yeah. I would like to swing the looking glass onto Essendon, and I have said from the start that Brent Stanton is a super coach mirage.
Listen, I've got to take my hat off to you, Hig. Early in the season, even I, the greatest fantasy footballing all-round mind in the country, thought that Brett Stanton would make it, but what's happened? Has he been found out? He's only cranked out one ton in the last 7 bloody games, Brent.
You know, Higo, what Stanton is short for?
No, Crouching.
Brett Stanton deviation. He's bloody all over the shop. You touch me this.
Yeah.
Agreed, Crouching. Excellent mathematical logic. Jock, it is worth you learning about the concept of a standard deviation.
I understand that there's derivations and there's averages. Look, when you've been in the football industry for as many years as I have, there's a thing called gut instinct, okay? Now, when you know a player's on the cusp of something big, you just got to go whooshky. You can't always look at your statistics, right?
Agreed, Jock.
Look, just before we move on, I just wanted to go back to Geelong and talk about Corey Enright, because many people are asking us about the defenders who look the best value going in. Corey Enright has averaged 107 over his last 5 games, got 21 possessions over the weekend, just 21. Still see him as a pretty valid selection for our followers going in. Corey Enright, 490,000.
Agreed, Jock, but perhaps at a better value for the Bombers might be Dyson Heppel.
He looked pretty good on the weekend as well, and he's coming into some good form. Agree with you, mate.
I want to talk Collingwood Hawthorn.
Didn't Hawthorn bloody pants them, didn't
they? I feel I need to tell truth here, Mr. Jock.
Sure, mate.
It's time for my slipper.
Welcome. Crouching one, come for slipper. Wisdom.
Okay, I also run a coaching session at my gym.
How's your gym going, Shan?
Oh, very good. I have very increased number.
Yeah.
Mrs. Tiger running the books, and she not very fit, so struggling.
Well, do you want me to come down and take a few motivational sessions?
No, silence. I have strategy. On Friday night, I have session for coaches.
Yeah.
And Mr. Clarkson, he come down last few Fridays.
Well, I could bloody take that. Why don't you get me down there, Shane?
Mr. Clarkson come down. First, I ask him to punch the wood. Oh, yeah. He snapped the wood first go.
Yeah.
Then I ask him, punch the plaster. Oh, yeah. He punched the plaster first go. Then I ask him, you punch the plaster and the wood. I make little stud wall.
Both of them together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. He cannot do it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I say him, when you punch the little stud wall, you're ready.
Right.
So my slipper say me, watch Mr. Clarkson. I won't go fishing. But my slipper say me, watch Mr. Clarkson.
Watch Mr. Clarkson.
And then I watch TV and that bloody quarter time.
Yeah.
Mr. Clarkson, oh yeah! He punched bloody wall in coach's box.
He did, yes.
He make hole.
That's amazing.
My slipper wink me.
That's fair enough.
And say me, hot on ready. This say me.
Yes.
This say me.
Right.
Many hot on man make bloody good pick.
They do make a bloody good pick. Really? And when you have a look at their finals run, it's a bloody dream, isn't it, boys?
Yes, master. They have Port Adelaide, Gold Coast first 2 weeks. Yeah. They have Sydney, West Coast last two. So if you're in position on ladder where you struggle, you need point of difference. Maybe you're in bottom four. First 2 weeks, Hawthorn beat shit out of Port and Gold Coast.
They will. One player from the Hawthorn Football Club that I will be having a think about this week is Jordan Lewis. Did a marvellous job on Heath Shore over the weekend, completely obliterated him. He's a midfield and a forward, only 505,000, got 116 over the weekend, and he's been in pretty good form of recent times, hasn't he, gentlemen?
Jock, 113 average in last four games.
That's good, isn't it?
And seems to be getting better. Yeah. One of those rare forward-running goal kickers, much like Beams.
Dane Beams at 588,000. I'm going to go out and say it. Look, not everyone has locked in Dane Beams, but I'm suggesting that $588,000, if you've got the money and if you need someone into your forward line, is a good pick. Since round 9, he's averaged 132, folks. It's no longer he's no longer a new player, just coming on, having the good old game. He's putting out solid bloody performances.
Still must consider Birchall a bargain price in my mind.
Birchall's a real special. Picked him up last week, agree. Still 105. He's only gone under 100 once in the last 7 games as well, and like that fantasy football finals run home, he's a real special. Birchall, the Grant, in your defence, try and get him in, folks. I'm really happy with him.
Jock, we have a call on line 7.
Oh, g'day. Line 7, how are you going? It's the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Community.
Hello, am I on at the moment?
You are, mate. Welcome to the show. What's your name there, mate?
Oh, thank you very much. My name's Herbert.
Okay.
This is absolutely wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Ah, Mr. Herbert, you sound like a bloody old man. How old are you, Mr. Herbert?
I would be around 84 years old. This is my first year of doing it because my grandson's got me on tour.
Isn't that bloody marvellous? That's wonderful, Herbert.
I'm absolutely loving it.
Oh, it's great to have you on board, Herbert. It's really fantastic for an old fella such as yourself to get into a fantastic game.
Thank you very much. My side's actually doing very well. I don't know. I'm actually in the top 10. My side's called the Werther's Originals. I'm not too sure if you've come across them.
This good, Herbert. Who you put captain?
My captain at the moment is Gary Ablett, but that's not the reason why I rig it up.
What do you got for a Scooby, old chap?
What the bloody hell is going on with Greg Broughton?
Well, he was withdrawn, they say, with a back complaint this week, Herbert. He's had a sore back, so he's been withdrawn.
That's gutful, really.
Herbert, you know about Shagger's back?
What?
Shagger's back.
Oh, I think I know what you mean there. It's been a long time since I've done sort of anything like that.
Yes, Mr. Broughton, too many shag.
I was just wondering, do I get rid of him? But also, I mean, on my bench, I have a young fellow from Adelaide, Sam Shaw, and also have Sam Darley from GWS. So do I just leave Gorton on my bench, or do I sell him?
Look, my view, sorry, he'll jump in here, old mate. Look, my view is to watch the team sheets this weekend. Now, if the back complaint was a niggle and you see Greg Boughton named in the team, I would tend to hold for one more week. Now, with Sammy Shaw back there, he just had a bad eye, I believe, and he should be back.
That's what I heard, yes.
And the other one was young Darley.
Sam Darley, yes.
Hello, Herbert. It's Peter Higginbotham here.
Hello, Peter.
One must be cognizant with how many trades you have. Please let us know.
I have six trades left. And coming into the finals, I'd like to keep four.
Agreed. Now, it is important. Did you say you were 10th?
About 9th or 10th after this round, yes.
Okay, well, I really feel you must trade, my friend. Pushing for the top eight is all important. Then you can just, much like a Broughton's Shagger's pack, ride your team for luck.
Try and err on the side of conversative, okay? If you be a bit conversative and just give Broughton 1 week, it may pay off in the long run.
Ah, you mean bloody conservative. This is not even my country. I speak better than you, Mr.
Your fish shack of the slips, Gordon. Look,
boys...
I really have trouble understanding what that man says half the time when I listen to your broadcast. Okay. I don't really care.
Look, Herbert...
Most of the time, he seems very aggressive.
Herbert, thank you for calling in, son, and good luck with your team for the rest of the season.
Jock, we have another caller, Jock.
Hello there, Jock Reynolds, Fantasy Football Community.
Surprise, it's
Wayno. Wayno, how are you, mate? You done your jobs for the weekend, mate?
G'day, fellas. I actually ended up cleaning out the sideway at home. And Dad had all this old sort of white sheeting from the 60s. And then I had to get rid of it down to tip. I broke it all up and it was all dust everywhere and I put it in the trailer.
That could be asbestos, Dwayno.
Did you have a mask on at all, Dwayno?
Oh, no, I don't wear a mask or anything like that. I mean...
Right.
It wasn't too bad. I was trying to do the right thing, Uncle Doc. Yes.
Yeah, good on you, son. You're a good lad.
Yeah.
You got a question for us, Dwayno?
Yeah, I do. I've got Cole Horsley on my bench and I want to cash him in. But I was wondering, fellas, what do you reckon? Should I get this Mark Bagley or should I wait another week to see if this Luke Brown for Adelaide plays? Because I really want a midfield defender.
Do you have Derek Lainer, Tom Couch?
I was thinking about him, but I'm not too sure about him. I mean, my forward line's pretty good, but I just like to...
He bloody, he swing.
One of these guys in your back line.
Yes, Tom Couch swing, mid-forward, he 94, very cheap. And plus, remember, he probably never come on your bloody ground, so swinging forward and middle make him very attractive.
Yeah, but look, on the other hand, Crouching, I mean, Mark Bagulay from the Eston Football Club, so would you be aiming to put him in your defence there, young Shan?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not too sure.
Well, they gave him a good... He got 90% game time over the weekend. 13 possessions, but I thought he looked pretty good. So I've got to say, Wayno, not a bad selection. Yeah. So who are you? You're getting rid of the Kyle the horse, are you?
Yeah, because I want to cash him in because I didn't realise I want to buy Daisy Thomas because I didn't know. Did you guys know that he's got a tattoo on his backside of some caviar?
Yes, Dwayno, we did know that, mate.
Yeah, he's a bit poor on the week.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. He's got a tat as well. I didn't even know.
Look, he only had 17 disposals over the weekend, Dwayno, with 62. Are you confident that he'll come into the house end of the season with a head of steam?
I reckon if he's got a tattoo, he should do all right, I reckon.
Dwayno, this man with tattoo is bloody Travis Clark. He have huge back tat. Please tell me you not have the Clark.
Got him. I love his. He's got some wings or something on his back there. They're grouse too.
He get 29 bloody point. What you do with that?
He's pretty cool, you know. He drives a Hummer as well. I mean, that's cool.
Well, I've got to say I'm not too happy with the old Clucky, old Wayno, this weekend. I haven't got much to say about Clucky. Look, Wayno, you got any other questions?
Up all these last few weeks, Uncle Doc, and now he's not any good. What's going on?
Yeah, well, no, look, I've been telling my bloody community all year to pick him. I've finally had enough of the bloke. Been telling me beloved community, week in, week out, pick him, and look, I've been made a bloody fool. Let's be honest, Wayno.
Wayno, listen to the pod. The boys have been singing about Travis.
Yeah.
You shall find it very interesting.
Look, what?
Okay, I'll wait for that and I'll have a listen, fellas.
Good on you, mate. Look, Wayno, it's getting late and I'm sure you should be getting to bed, son, but thanks for calling in again.
Well, I've got to have a shower first. I've got all this white dust in my hair.
Okay, Wayno.
Yeah, okay, Wayne. Have a good night, mate.
Good night, fellas. See you, fellas.
Say g'day to Dad.
Ah, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, mate.
Patrick Dangerfield.
Oh, Danger. He's a good boy. Yeah.
He scored 138.
Yeah.
And some people think he the burn man.
He had a bit of a flat spell, you know, 4 or 5 weeks going back. He's had a flat spell. Working back up into form, and I think he'll reach a real crescendo into finals. Many people who have him will be happy. Is it too late, fellas? Is it too late to pick him up? If you didn't have a danger field and you were looking at him, or maybe, you know, Cyril, Matty Pavlich, would you still smash him in your team?
I think the danger man almost must have for strategy. He's swing man, and most your opponent have him. So you must make dead rubber. If your opponent have him, you don't. He have big bloody game.
Yes.
He burn you cause you not have him.
Yes.
Welcome.
Your strategic genius is unparalleled.
But I want to talk the Sloan Dog, the Sloan Ranger.
Yes.
523, little bit more than danger.
Yeah.
And he get little bit more point.
Excellent, Crouchy. Rory Sloan, with 141 points at yet only 24 possessions. He is an accumulator.
Also impressed with Bernie the Vince. Now, his last three have wielded 124, 152 and 124. He kicked 4 goals over the weekend. Still question marks as to whether he has climbed the rung up to become a true fantasy football premium.
Jock.
Might rely a bit too much on goal kicking for mine for a reliable outcome.
Very important to realise that Adelaide have a soft finals run.
Oh, yes.
Of course, Fremantle in the first week of the finals, but then Brisbane, Melbourne, Gold Coast.
That's significant. Yeah.
Gold Coast in your grand final, Jock, with a team that will be looking to put on the percentage.
Excellent. Well, I've done the West Coast Eagles. They beat them by 49 points in front of 40,000 adoring fans at Amy Stadium, and they really look to be the goods this year. If you had Kurt Tippett, though, you'd be bloody shattered this week. Poor old Kurt.
He get bloody 4 points. Oh, this not good, Mr. Jock.
$53,000 wiped off his score. He'll be 355, and he'd have to be in doubt for the Geelong game this week. What do you do? If you got Tippett, is it time to get rid of him, or do you just have to hold him? The spotlight will be firmly on the medicos down at Adelaide, and he might be in serious doubt moving forward over the next month or so.
Those seeking a reward for high risk, he is an option. But those seeking tried and tested a low standard deviation, Matthew Pridis. 110 in the losing side, 27 possessions.
16 of them contested, weren't they?
Yes, Jock.
Yeah, he's one hell of a reliable player. Look, boys, something's driving me to drink.
You're driving a man to flame and drink.
There's been an alarming trend of recent times to refer to certain misdemeanours as brain fades.
Oh, this true, Mr. Jock.
Yeah. Let's think of bloody Buddy Franklin and his car. Got done, lost his licence. Brain fade.
What about Mr. Judd?
Yeah, Juddy with his chicken wing. What's the explanation, Chris?
Oh, it's a brain fade.
Bloody Clarko. Clarko, what happened? Nah, he didn't get angry. He didn't display a weakness of personality in anger. He didn't display that. No. Because he had a brain fade.
Oh, this make a dog okay, Mr. Jock.
Now, this brain fade, give me a spell. I think people just need to Go a set of spuds and just explain what happened as a bloody weakness. I played 927 games for my beloved Kringle Bull Football Club. Now, one evening at about 3 a.m, I commandeered the president's mum's brand new motorised scooter, doing donuts around the club and knocked into...
I remember this job.
Yes, I'm not bloody proud of it.
I told you to stop it.
Well, look, I'd had a few sarsaparillas. Of course, I've smashed into the trophy cabinet and dented the bastard. Now it's got a dent for the rest of its bloody life as a trophy. You reckon I come out and said, you know, the president, what in the flaming hell's happened here, Jock?
You vomited, Jock.
Yes, I did vomit in the cup, but we washed that out, no drums.
The scooter was never the same, Jock.
Yes, I know, but my point here is, I didn't have a brain fade. I stuffed up, you know?
How can he,
Jock? I stuffed up.
You bloody funny stuff up.
You can't just say you've had a brain... There's no such thing as a brain fade. Here you go, you're a scientific man. If you open up your bloody books that you got piled all over the shop, have you ever seen an explanation for what is brainus, fadus, and ileus, or something like that? Is there such a thing as a brain fade?
Yes, there is, Jock. In moments of starvation, when glucose does not reach the brain,
yes,
the brain will exhibit moments of lucidity and irrationality.
Oh, okay.
One may recall Tony Shaw running into a tree.
Yes.
This was due to the deprivation of glucose to the vital organ that is the brain.
So are you trying to tell me, if I extrapolate that, Alistair Clarkson hadn't had enough sugar, enough lollies? Buddy Franklin, or you reckon they had a brain fade? Could it be possible scientifically?
No, Jock.
Because that night, I'd had about 50 bourbon and cokes. I'll tell you right now, I had no bloody glucose.
Your brilliance here, Jock,
yes,
needs to be documented.
Yes.
A new law must be passed via Adrian Anderson. The use of the word brain fade...
Bloody outlawed, it's rubbish.
Not outlawed.
Well, it's rubbish.
But its use must coincide with a glucose levels test of the brain.
Yes, testing. That's very good, Higo.
If you...
That is very... We could test Judd, Franklin, Clarkson for blood glucose levels.
Agreed.
And if they haven't got a low glucose level, they can get stuffed.
Agreed, Jock.
I don't want to preempt what may or may not have occurred. Now, Alistair Clarkson, if you were low on sugars, I do apologise, mate. Buddy Franklin, if you hadn't had enough bloody cordial as you went out in your car, I will apologise also. And who else had a... Chrissy Judd, you never know. He might not have had much Powerade or something. So I'll apologise, but I will expect you boys to subject yourself to rigorous scientific testing if you are to use the word brain fade.
He's good, Mr. Jock.
I feel it's time to move on, Jock. Your point has been made.
Well, has it, you know?
I feel there is definitely a place for you on the Rules Committee.
Of course there bloody is. It's just my time factor, mate. I'm likely to have some approaches from the Carlton Football Club next year, a position yet to be determined and cannot be disclosed.
Those that put the C on Ablett...
Yeah.
Will not be disappointed.
Yeah.
Outstanding game yet again.
Yeah.
And good to see Tom Rockcliffe rising back to what we know.
Absolutely.
Now, a very cheap in for your team in the middle, for those perhaps wishing to upgrade Bryce Gibbs.
Yes, yeah, that's
$4.93. Not a bad finals run.
Came out with a nice 121 on the weekend.
Yes.
Very good.
Brisbane have Carlton in the first week of the finals, followed by Adelaide, Port and the Doggies.
Well, that's a very good last 2 weeks, isn't it?
A very good consideration there. Others to consider include Pierce Hanley.
Absolutely. Pierce is a defender that needs to be really thought about. This Irishman, who I've known for many years since his days back in Blackadeen, 27 possessions at 78% disposal efficiency in the weekend, and he's giving us some really consistent output now.
Oh, I have a cheap man from the Lion.
Who you got, son?
Jack Redden.
He's only
$4.73.
That's bloody cheap. Rockcliffe and Redden really have savagely dropped this year, haven't they?
Yes, Mr. Jock, but maybe...
Just haven't been consistent, have they?
Yes, someone very bloody consistent.
Yes.
Zoko, the Magnificent.
averaging 114 over the last six. And he is one hell of a fantasy footballer. He only had it 19 times for his 115 over the weekend. When he gets it, it stays got.
He bloody good, Jock.
Hang on, hang on. Before you move on, we haven't congratulated the winner of the prized and coveted Marcus Ashcroft medal for the Gold Coast Suns versus Brisbane Lions.
Marcus Ashcroft, what did he bloody do to get medal?
Oh, he played many, many games for the Brisbane Lions / Brisbane Bears, and it is very prestigious. I see one day the Marcus Ashcroft medalist being up there with your Colemans and your Coventries. And Gary Ablett, well done on your first marquee, mate. Very proud of you. And Marcus Ashcroft, I'm sure, will be looking down from his residence up there on the Gold Coast, and he'd be proud of you, mate, you know?
Okay, let's move on. This silly talk.
Yeah, sure. Not bloody silly.
I try learn you this game, Mr. Jock.
Yes, I know I know what's coming.
I tell you.
Yes.
Mr. Higgin, the burn man.
I know, mate.
The burn man. You tell people pick Mr. Higgin.
I know.
Get bloody 42 and do hamstring again.
Well, as we always say, you take these bargains with a grain of salt because there's risk involved. And as we always say, Higgins did come with a risk and his hammy's just gone whooshka.
Ah, you're crazy. Yeah,
listen, I do apologise, but as I say, we're in a game of high risk, high reward, aren't we? You know?
Jock.
Yeah.
Speaking of, it's time for my segment.
Here goes Quantum Team Mechanics.
Yes. Welcome to Quantum Team Mechanics. Now, I am sending out a clear message to the whole community, regardless of your position, regardless of your number of trades, now is the time to play poker.
Bit of poker?
Ah, you're not known. You're never poker.
Poker. The game of poker.
Catching Tog, you're a shocker. You're a shocker, catching.
Welcome, Mr. Jock.
I know what you're saying then.
The game of poker is...
poker.
...consists... Jock.
That's good, catching. Sorry, Hick. Keep going, son.
I think this good one too, Mr. Jock.
Okay. Jock. When
yes,
playing
sorry,
poker...
Yeah.
The majority of the game is about bluff, deceiving your opponents.
Absolutely it is, yeah.
Given the deciduous nature of super coach teams...
Okay, let's see, what are you in a bit, Hick?
Deciduous nature, Jock. Many people are dropping off. Many people are revealing their hand, giving up. Now is the time for you to play poker. Lie about the number of trades you have.
Oh, good.
Tell your opponent
that's very good,
that you have cover and you will trade.
Yeah.
Force their hand to make mistakes.
That's very sneaky, old
regardless.
Peter, I didn't think you were the top son.
Jock, it is all about intellect.
Yeah.
And wisdom.
I
just
know.
As the abscisic acid.
I'm preaching to the converted son.
Just as the abscisic acid is causing the leaves to fall.
Yeah, of course it does. They always do this time of year.
So too will your bluff, will your strategy cause your opponents to fall down the ladder.
I've got a touche for you. A blind man's bluff, Hig. Touche.
Very good job.
Thank you, mate. Touche.
So, given the nature of the bluff,
yes,
such statements as "I will be trading in Murphy this week for Gibbs,"
very good,
complete a falsity,
yeah,
yet could give you the edge.
I'm picking up the cards you're slapping down, Peter.
Jock, Mr. Jock,
yes,
would you trade in Mark Murphy? He for 54. Good price.
That's a very good price, I must say. It is a very good price for Mark Murphy, but I would pick him under the expectation that he wouldn't be averaging your 120s coming home. He'll be taking the brunt that Judd would normally take in the packs. Sure, he will have good output. He scored 108 over the weekend, and he is value at that price, whether he just comes home scoring, 105.
Yes, but Carlton have good run in final.
Yeah, they do. That's a good point also, yeah.
I want you to tell me Tom Bell.
Did you
not train him, Mr. Jock?
Yeah, I did train him, mate. I've been a very fierce advocate for training, running around the football oval, carrying sacks of sand. Now, when I took Tom Bell right down there to Arthur Quine Hart Reserve in Frankston, hooked him up with a couple of bags of sand and told him to run. I've never seen a young kid. It's usually funny. They get half a lap through and start bawling, and that's when I walk over and put a hand on the shoulder and say, "This is what the Cape is about, son. If you want to become a footballer, I want to see you do 15 laps with this bag of sand." He knocked off 5 laps before he collapsed in a heap, and I had to go and console the kid. I think he's got a good future ahead of him.
He looked good.
Yeah, well, they had 3 new ones in. They had...
Casbolt.
Yeah.
Rock the Casbolt,
yeah.
Bloody lamest cheap gag I ever hear.
Fair go, Crouching. I thought that was bloody well-timed. Rock the Casbolt.
Ah, cheap laugh.
Geez, you're a tough man. But Tommy Bell was the best of the newbies. 75 Supercoach point. Had 69% game time, 13 possessions, and I love to see a high number of contested possessions, and he had 8 of the bastards. So well done, Tommy Bell. Is it too late for Jack Grimes? I mean, he's come out with 138 with his 32 possessions on the weekend. Defence, we're struggling to find quality defenders. Is he a good point of difference this week?
Excellent point of difference, Jock. But again, high risk only for those scrambling towards the line with trades in hand.
Absolutely, yeah.
I would like to talk about Tom Couch, Jock.
Yeah, he's a good kid, isn't he?
Only 51, but his job security and his price, given he is about to burst, is one that creates outstanding cash generation.
Completely agree with you, Peter, as always. Now, 12 possessions, half of them were contested. As I said before, I really like to see that in a young player. And, yeah, as you said, mate, expect him to play the rest of the season, and he's a fantastic downgrade option.
Oh, Mr. Jock, you're St. Kilda boy. They get down.
Yeah.
They get beaten.
I was proud of him. Look, I was encouraged by the form of Sam Fisher as well, who we finally saw a bit of a turn in form, boys.
Yes, Jock. Very cheap at a 367.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent for those cash-strapped.
And we talk finals eligibility. They've got Melbourne, Geelong, Greater Western Sydney, Carlton, the St Kilda Saints.
Excellent, Jock.
It's a beautiful run, isn't it?
I want to talk The Rock. Ryan O'Keefe.
Beautiful, yeah.
142 last week in West Coast.
Yeah.
117 this week. He building. He's strong.
Yeah, he's looking fantastic. 538,000. He's got that dual eligibility as well. 7 inside 50s on the weekend. And running the finals. Look, could be better. Could be better. Another one who hasn't set the world on fire is Chris Newman. Now, his last 3 has come out with 65, 56 and 74. Is it time
Jock,
to scratch Chris off our list?
Yes, Jock.
Give
best,
him away. That's it.
Best we don't mention Chris. Of course, if you have him, keep him.
Right.
But played a solid game.
He's good enough.
Yet did nothing outstanding.
Yeah, I think I'm going to cross him off my watch list, which is a shame unless he really turns the corner against Carlton this coming weekend.
Oh, the Drew Petrie.
Well, bloody incredible.
I keep him. Yeah. I'm bloody glad I keep him.
Now, the last person, I've got a story, the last person I saw score this prolifically from so little disposals would have been Gordon Coventry.
Oh.
Who came out, or from memory, he came out with 185 Supercoach points from 3 drop kicks.
Oh, you
out there at South Melbourne one day.
You his friend, Mr. Jock?
Of course, I bloody. What?
Oh.
Gordon, I went and helped him with his homebrew the other week. He didn't have enough dextrose, so I just gave him a shack. I've got a 20 kilo order at the back there. He's a good fellow, you know. He doesn't talk much these days.
Excellent, Jock. Anything to talk of? Frio GWS?
Oh, look, like the game of Miles, young Anthony Miles just played his second game for GWS, and I think he's worth talking about in the midfield, gents.
Ah, yes, he get 90 point. He on the bubble.
Absolutely, and he's prolific in the pre-season. Finally getting some games. I think he's a good chance to play quite a few coming home, boys.
Agree, Mr. Jock. Yeah. I must talk Pavlish.
Oh, yes.
He get 144, 7 goal, 16 possession.
He's very good, wasn't he?
Premium.
608,000 now for the big Pav. Do you still jump on him at that price? Probably not.
But he have Melbourne in his grand final.
Well, that's a good point too. And Port Adelaide this week.
He could win your bloody game. Oh,
gee, yeah, I think he's just such a quality player, and I guess you get what you know you're going to get from Matthew Pavlich, don't you? You know, he's going to be consistent, if not outstanding.
Agreed, Mr. Jock.
What about the Giles fellow? Is it time to get rid of him? 50 points on the weekend after a rest.
Yes, Jock. Yeah, many coaches with Giles should be plotting their direction forward without him.
I agree, Sean. I think it's time to get rid of him and really structure up in the rucks. All right, blokes. It's time to wind it up for another week. Thank you again, Crouching and Higo.
Oh, welcome, Mr. Jock.
Now, and all you ladies out there listening tonight, this is about you this week. You're in numbers too big to ignore in our great game, and we love your participation. Look,
I've seen them wave the flags, Jock.
Yeah, they're wonderful, and the big pom-poms, they're great. Who would make our sandwiches and cut our oranges?
Or wash that bloody footy jumper.
Absolutely. You know, sure, many are more suited to household-related activities, but it's great to see them out there getting involved, dropping us off to footy games.
Cutting the oranges.
Picking us up from the pub.
Favouring us at night time.
Oh, there you go, you are a rascalian. Thank you everyone for listening. We've had a great time at the podcast as always. Have a fantastic round 18 of Supercoach and Fantasy Football. I am Jock Reynolds. We'll see you next week. 'Cause it only serves to make me more